Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
During the 2017 NFL Draft, the Saints made some amazing decisions. Well, now you can make an amazing decision of your own. Sign up to become an annual Saints Happy Hour Fan Club patron before October 1st and save 10% off the monthly rate. You get access to the Saints Happy Hour daily podcast ad-free. No ads ever. You get the Saints Happy Hour booze bundle, 4 swag items, amazing. Access to our private Discord channel where you can talk Saints 24/7. What are you waiting for? This great offer ends October 1st. Go to saintshappyhour.com to save 10% today. Once again, that's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
Oh, it's game day. Most of you are listening to this on Monday, but we're recording on a Sunday night because me and Aunt Dave are drunk. Saints Raiders tonight. We'll get to that in just a minute. The big game tonight. But we got to start with Dave. The Falcons, they went, and I'm just going to – everybody knows what happens, but I'm just going to play for the people what we got on the hotline today. It was magical.
There's nothing funnier than the Atlanta Falcons. Nothing. Not a thing. Not one thing funnier than the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hey, it's Jason Champagne here. You guys are so awesome to us in the Happy Hour Fan Club. So I just thought I'd share this little joke with you. So here goes. What do the Falcons have in common with 7-Eleven? They never close.
Oh, the hotline. Dave's baby creation.
That's my baby. That's yeah. Those guys. Okay, those guys. See, I'm imagining that they probably did what I told them to do, which was to put the phone number in your phone. That way it's always with you. So when you feel the urge to call, it's there ready to go. You don't have to fumble. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to go on Discord or Twitter or whatever. The number 210-595-0818. Put that in your phone. So that way, because you can't predict a Falcons collapse. You can't predict when – actually, I'm sorry. Yes, you can. Pretty much every game. the Falcons may blow a 20-point lead.
I don't know. I kind of give it up. I thought they had – I thought they were going to blow it. And then I was like, oh, they got it under control. They're going to win. And then I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, so here's my notes from that game. First of all, one, my favorite post-game meme, I think my favorite thing that I've seen so far online is don't let the Falcons blowing a 20-point lead distract you from the fact that they blew a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl. That's my favorite one. That's my favorite meme. And second of all, I mean, let's talk about give credit to the Cowboys. That onside kick, we talked about onside kicks last week and about how nearly impossible it is with the new rules
to get it.
Because you can't stack all your players on one side of the field on an onside kick anymore. And so we talked last week, I think it was, about how it's now that rule makes it nearly impossible for any team to recover an onside kick. And the Cowboys found a way to do it. It was ingenious.
Well, mostly because Atlanta didn't know the goddamn rules, apparently. Just jump on the ball, dude. You don't have to. They have to wait for it to go 10 yards, but the receiving team doesn't.
Really? Like, see, I didn't even know that either.
No.
I thought
like Atlanta, like you, if you're a player receiving the ball, you don't have to wait for it to go to 10 yards. And a lot of times what will happen before they change the onside rule, the onside kick rules to make it really hard, is a guy would just jump out, grab it, and run the other way and sometimes score a touchdown or whatever. Like, the receiving team doesn't have to wait. I don't know why Atlanta was just standing around, like, staring at, waiting for it to go 10 yards. Like, dude, jump on it.
I thought that was the rule. I thought both teams had to wait.
No.
See, I didn't even know that. See, well, there you go. I know as much about football as the Atlanta Falcons do. There you go. I could play for the Atlanta Falcons. I could be playing in the NFL right now.
Our dream of Dan Quinn coaching Atlanta forever is dead. It is dead.
Wait, hold on. I want to get to that next. But, I mean, but no, it was, you know, obviously – the Dallas kicker, Dallas special teams, they've been working on this. It was very unique. They didn't tee the ball up. They put it on one side of the field, and they laid it sideways, and he kicked it on one end so it helicoptered all the way to the, I guess, what, the 40-yard line it had to pass, or the 35-yard line or whatever. So obviously it's you know, the motion of a football that's been kicked like that is obviously kind of crazy and unpredictable.
That's the thing that I think maybe with Atlanta, like the Atlanta players, they knew they could jump on it, but they were scared to, because it was like helicoptering, and they were scared, like, if they jump, if they go to dive on it, like, it'll squirt out, you know? Like, but
well,
I don't know, whatever the
– I'm glad they lost this way after recovering three onside kicks against us.
I don't know. Whatever the opposite of ambush was for the Saints in the Super Bowl, that's what the Falcons did. I don't know what the word for opposite of ambush is, like retreat maybe.
What were we talking about? There was something else I wanted to talk about that you had mentioned while we were talking about the onside kick. And I forgot
Was. Well, I know you said you texted me you wanted to talk about Bill Belichick's kid's hair as we watch this Sunday night game.
That has nothing to do with this game, but yeah, what is
– he's got a mullet. He's Joe Dirt turned secondary coach.
He is Joe Dirt. What is going on? He is all business in the front and all party in the back. I mean, Bill Belichick, I would assume, is, you know, he's a
you
man
think,
of the people.
You'd think he'd be like, cut your hair, hippie. Like,
what's going on with that?
But, you know, before we get to – we got some cool Saints sound that me and Dave are going to go over, because Sean Payton in his press conferences Friday and Saturday before the Saints flew to Vegas, he said some really interesting things about Dave's boyfriend.
Wait, by the way, we should be in Vegas. We should be in Vegas right now. I was watching the Falcons Cowboys game. I went to Loft 18 this afternoon with some friends, and it's kind of a bar scene, and they had the game up on multiple big screens, and everybody was rooting for the Cowboys, and we were all excited with every Falcons, with everything that went wrong for the Falcons, we all cheered. Why was I mentioning this? What did
you were
say?
Sad because we weren't in Vegas. And I just want to say
this. Yes, because we should, instead of being at Loft 18, instead of playing virtual, I should have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Been at the Topgolf in Vegas.
No, where you should have been.
Drunk out of my mind, drinking some cheesy Vegas drink, pretending like I'm on Bourbon Street, but I'm on the Strip. This whole weekend has been a total disappointment. Everywhere I've gone this weekend, I've been like, I should have been eating at Food Network chef's restaurant or whatever right
well,
now.
No, Dave, you forgot the biggest thing in Vegas. Michelle, one of our oldest patron supporters.
Also that, of course. Yes,
you were going to be. Yes. You were going to get certified to be a minister. And you were going to marry her. My wife was going to plan it for us. We were going to have find a bar in Vegas and do the wedding as a show for the podcast. And the best part, it's not the best part because it's sad that we couldn't go and do it. But Kat Terrell from The Athletic follows us on Twitter, and she saw me and Michelle and I think you talking about how we were sad that it wasn't going to happen. She's going to do a story on it. In The Athletic, she talked to Michelle yesterday. She talked to me this afternoon while she was in her hotel room in Vegas. So it's going to be a feature on The Athletic about the wedding that you were supposed to officiate that never happened. So I know Michelle is super excited, so we're super excited about that as well. But I am sad because the Saints aren't going back. They're not going back to Vegas till 2028. The wait is finally over. Football is back. You may not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any other place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
You know, it's been a total disappointment. Fuck COVID. fuck the whole situation. It sucks.
We should be in the giant Roomba tomorrow. We should have been all together. We should have been drunk. Michelle should have been married. It would have been amazing.
My God. Could you just imagine if we were actually in Vegas and we'd be doing live shows. We would be doing like call-in live shows and we would all be totally hammered.
Oh, hammered.
You would be getting that. See, that's the unfortunate part for you, the listeners, because you are missing out on – you would be getting – the most amazing drunken live shows you've ever heard.
And the thing was,
in Saints Happy Hour podcast history, you are missing out also. So basically everybody loses in this situation.
Everybody loses. Me, Andrew, we were completely committed to this, to doing it up. We were going to spend like all our budget. We were going to do like we did the live show at Tracy's where we would hire a sound guy so I don't have to worry about screwing it up. And we just could have all been plastered. It would have been amazing. And I'm just thinking about it makes me sad. But I want to mention to people, this does not make me sad. Patreon finally gave us the option to where you can sign up for an annual subscription and support Saints Happy Hour. And if you sign up annually before October 1st, you get 10% off. 10%. So basically, you get a month free and you get your first month free because the booze bundle costs us $8 to send to you. So it's really like getting 2 months free if you sign up before October 1st. And if you're a new patron, you can do it. If you're a current patron, you just say, I want to go from monthly to annual. Boom, you're done. You're signed up for a year. You don't have to worry about it. This is my favorite part, though. I set it up Saturday night I had to go through all the things on Patreon and do it and send out the notice to people and set it up and make the international people so they could pay in their own currency. So like Monadula can pay whatever the fuck the Netherlands uses as money, turnips or whatever the hell. So I set it all up.
Is it Animal Crossing? Does Monadula live on Animal Crossing?
Yeah, probably. So I set it up, and I'm like, it's done. And I sent out the email to the patrons, and I was like, well, probably Saturday night. Like, nobody's gonna do it. It'll be like next week when we make the big announcement. No. The first two people to go from monthly to annual, Andrew's dad and Dave's mom.
I love that. That is wholesome AF. If I have to describe that is wholesome AF.
Yeah, and shout out to Miss Regina. She is recovering from a serious health issue. So,
she had her shoulder replaced, and I talked to her the other day. She's feeling good. She was really feeling good. Her shoulder's feeling good. She's got to rehab it. But, you know, considering some guy almost ran over her with his car and then drove off, we're happy to be dealing with the shoulder. Yeah, exactly.
It's funny. It's the circle of life. She gives Dave's inheritance to me, and then I give it back to Dave to buy T-shirts, which, by the way, the new T-shirts arrived yesterday on my door, and they're amazing. And so if you're a $12 patron,
my wife
will be getting your T-shirt out to you very soon if you're qualified or if you signed up for the annual one. We got about 30 something T-shirts to ship to you people. They'll be getting out in the next week or so. They're amazing and fun. But Dave, the Saints actually have a game.
They do. They have tonight. A game tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, it's most people will be listening to this show probably Monday at work as they pretend to do work as they just get psyched for
Let me tell you, first of all, I have both tight ends starting on my fantasy team. I have Waller and I have Cook, and I feel positive about both of them. But wait, can we talk about, before we even get into that, can we talk about the injuries today? Can we talk about the myriad injuries?
Oh my god, it was Black Sunday in the NFL, dude.
Like World War One, like war of attrition, like fucking trench warfare shit.
I mean, all of it. Barkley was hurt. Tyrod Taylor got hurt warming up. The 49ers had like half their team get injured, and they still kicked the shit out of the Jets because the Jets are an embarrassment. As my wife is one to say, Adam Gase is a terrible, terrible coach.
But the Niners, you're right. The Niners, Garoppolo, Bosa, Mostert,
Sherman.
Who else? Sherman.
Sherman and an offensive lineman. They're all out, and it didn't even matter. Like, they still skull dragged the Jets.
But just like tons of like significant injuries, across the league.
It was a bloodbath. It makes me, I don't know if I feel good about it because it's all done and the Saints haven't played yet, or I feel bad the Saints haven't played yet. They still have more injuries to come. But, you know, the game tomorrow, the thing that I thought was most interesting that Sean Payton was talking about, Dave, he talked about your boyfriend, LaDainius Murray, and about how he wants to get him more carries, and he felt like he did a poor job against Tampa.
You know, it's a challenge with two backs. Certainly, we feel like, you know, even when Alvin was injured last year and he carried the load, man, he's someone that we value a bunch in what we're doing. And it's a challenge for me as a play caller, making sure, you know, he's getting enough touches and we're still getting Alvin, you know, his as well. But we'll keep working on that, and that can vary itself week to week.
So do you think maybe your boyfriend will get carries tomorrow?
Well, I just don't understand why some drunk guy in Metairie seems to know more about how the Saints should be calling their plays and they should be running Latavius Murray more than the actual head coach of the football team. I don't understand that. I don't understand why I know more about football than Sean Payton, but apparently I do. Apparently I know more about calling offensive plays in NFL football games than Sean Payton does.
Well, that's interesting. It's interesting. I thought of you as I was cutting up the press conferences last night, because Sean Payton, when I heard this soundbite that I'm about to play for you, I think the Saints are going to look amazing on offense tomorrow, because this is Sean Payton talking about the Tampa game after watching the film and everything. He sounds like a man who was watching the film and was disgusted with it.
I felt like when we watched the film after the game, there were a number of things that we would have liked to have done better. You know, when you get three turnovers and you get a lead like we had, your rushing numbers then can build a little bit, you know, in the second half. But a little bit of a byproduct of the game, and yet I think it's important for us as an offense to establish that balance and have the running game that complements some of the other things that we want to do. And so it was kind of how that game unfolded, though.
Sounds like a man. He's not like – they scored 34, and he's like – he kind of sounded disgusted, Dave, when he watched the film.
He's a perfectionist. And you know, you remember after the game he said that – He put blame on himself for his play calling and for not realizing certain things when he was calling plays. So I think what we saw last week, it was good, and it was good enough to beat the Bucks. But as far as offense is concerned, but I don't think that it was anywhere close to what we can potentially see this offense do moving forward. It was a very sloppy, not your typical normal Saints game. There was a lot of room for improvement. Absolutely, a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah, I mean, it just struck, like, his tone struck me as interesting. The other thing that Sean Payton talked about was, and I think it's advantageous. I wish Andrew wasn't passed out drunk after winning gambling money Sunday night, and he could talk to us, because he broke down the film of the Raiders. And the thing with the Raiders is their whole offense is Josh Jacobs. Like, if you shut him down, you shut them down. And that's why I think Sean Payton was talking about the last 3 years, why the Saints' run defense is better. And this is the first part of it, and I thought how he explained it was interesting.
It's probably a combination of both, Mike. It was calming the amount we were doing down, and I think Dennis has done a good job of that. You know, we're not playing with every defense under the sun. And so then secondly, drafting and acquiring the right people to fit what we're wanting to do. So it's been a combination of what we're wanting to do scheme-wise, and then also, you know, getting the people to do it.
You know, the run defense, Dave, I've always said, and analytics nerds will sometimes argue with me because they have some that follow me because they think I'm legitimate media. Like, they just think run defense. They just think run defense is not important. And I'm like, dude, that's the foundational principle of the Saints' defense going from the worst in history to being pretty good to maybe being really good this year. Like, it's their foundational principle of the last 4 years. You can't fucking run the ball on them. Like, and
you have stat nerds who think that run defense isn't important.
Yeah, like, they just don't think it matters. Like, they don't think
make sense to me.
They don't think running the ball matters. They don't think stopping the run is as important. It's all pass defense and pass rush, and they just don't think it's
as
important.
They sound like really bad stat nerds, because I would assume that has something to do with it. I would assume that running the ball well would seriously affect the stats. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand why stats.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
I think you've got some troll stat nerds. Because
I think your UDFA son Roach might be another. He might get some more snaps again this week, and you might solidify the title.
Well, you know what? You played that clip from Payton, and you said it's about. Dennis, he mentioned Dennis Allen, and he said it's about playing certain defenses and, you know, limiting the amount of defenses you play and not playing too many different kinds of things, and then finding the right guys for that. And it's funny that you mentioned Roach, because I feel like in an unintentional way, he's kind of subliminally talking about a guy like Roach. Like, they found a guy like Roach who fits their system. And, you know, they play, they're trying to dumb it down, and they're trying to play a more basic system that a lot of people can understand. And they found a guy like Malcolm Roach who can come in and who can fit that system and figures it out really easily.
I don't understand.
I really, when you played that clip, I had my undrafted free agent son Malcolm Roach in mind. I said, it sounds like he's subconsciously kind of thinking about Roach in that
I've said this, you know, on the Daily Show, which you're nice enough to join us for this one, but it's mostly me and Andrew, but maybe Dave will join us in the future. People in the Discord channel, which you should get in the Discord channel if you're a patron, everybody has access to it. People are requesting Dave join us on the Daily Show, so maybe he will be joining us more. But I just look at Roach, and I'm not saying he's going to be great or good or whatever. I just look at him, what he did Sunday, and I'm like, how did he not get drafted? Like, that's my only – like. That's what I don't understand with him.
Well, it's the same. We were talking. I was talking about this with my buddy Brad. It's the same thing with Granderson. Like that was a guy who was in jail, for whatever. And
well,
the Saints
not whatever. His stuff is awful.
I look. Yeah, whatever. I don't. I've never. To be honest with you, and maybe I should, but I've never really delved into the details, and I probably should. But he was in jail, and the Saints signed him anyway, and they kept him even after being in jail for most of training camp. They obviously saw something. So, you know, I mean, they're
really good.
They recognize talent, and and it doesn't matter the situation. It really doesn't matter the situation.
Yeah. Well, and the next thing, the last clip I'm going to play from Peyton about the run defense is he takes a dump all over my theory about not caring if defensive backs can tackle, and Sean Payton goes into a great explanation as to why it is important that defensive backs can tackle, and the Saints have good ones.
Got to be able to tackle a corner, or you're going to struggle because offenses can force the corner to tackle with scheme. And so last week we saw Janoris with a high productive game relative to tackling for that position. And then obviously, you know, both safeties are guys that have to be able to tackle well. I mean, I don't see a spot on defense where you say, this position doesn't require someone to tackle well. But certainly, you know, when you're looking at the back end of your secondary, it has to be able to.
Yeah, he just set my theory on fire, Dave. But
What was the question? Was the question like, do defensive backs need to tackle?
No,
like,
the question was, Janoris Jenkins question? Had 10 tackles last week. Do you feel like your secondary is strong at tackling, you know?
Right.
And he went into the reason, yes, I do feel like that way. And I feel like the Saints are very good at tackling. And the one thing that I noticed, and I'll say this, is I felt like when I watched Malcolm Jenkins with the Eagles, I sort of saw a little bit of a decline or whatever. He was all over the place for the Saints on Sunday. And I think maybe he'll wear as the season goes on because he's older. But, man, and I was like, they could have paid Von Bell less, and they paid Jenkins a lot of money for 2 years. I was like, I don't know about that. I mean, that move, if he can stay healthy, it looks like, again, they knew what they were doing. Making the switch at safety. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the Crop Reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk.
No, I think Jenkins has always been a good player. You know, remember? Can we turn the clock back? Do you remember when Malcolm Jenkins was drafted? Do you remember what position Malcolm Jenkins played when he was drafted?
He was corner, right?
Yes. Do you remember what position Malcolm Jenkins and everybody swore that he would play?
Safety.
It was cornerback. Yes. No, yep. It was cornerback. No. It was a big to-do. It was a big to-do.
Oh, yeah,
Malcolm
right.
Jenkins was a cornerback.
That's not a safety.
That's why they drafted him. And there was a small contingent of people that said, no, he'd be better as a safety. He should transition to a safety. And it was a big fucking thing. Well, he turned into a safety. He was a fucking safety
in the NFL. Yeah, that was my joke. That was my joke for my Channel 4 column. I was like, I don't like this pick because I don't like when you pick a player and you say, well, if he doesn't work out at the position that we want him to play, he could play this other position. You don't. My joke was, you don't go into a furniture store and say, I'm going to buy this TV, but if it doesn't work, it'll be an end table.
but that does work. Sometimes you can use a TV as an end table, and I've seen that happen before. But no, seriously, that was a big thing. When he was drafted, he was a cornerback. He wanted to play cornerback. He was very vocal about being a cornerback, and he wound up converting to a safety. If there are Saints, younger Saints fans that may not remember that, but that was a thing. That was a thing. He's been a good player. He was a good player for the Saints. He's obviously a vocal leader in the locker room. He was a good player for the Eagles. He had a great season a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah.
With the Eagles, and his floor is very low. He's always been, you know, you know you're always going to get at least
high. You mean high? Floor is high.
Floor is very high. His floor is not very low. Yes, his floor is very high. You're going to get at least a certain level of quality play with him because he's been in the league so long and because he's as good as he is and because he's a cornerback that is now converted to safety.
Yeah, I just look around this league today at Sunday games. God, they got some bad teams, man. The whole NFC East is a trash pile. Like Carson Wentz is a disaster.
You know, you're right. I mean, if tomorrow night, if the Saints come out and they play their game and they play as well as I would hope and expect them to play against a team like Las Vegas, and if they win, you know, fairly easily and fairly confidently, I really would have to say that they've got to be – it's between them and Green Bay as being the top two teams in the NFC for sure.
Yeah, the couple interesting things about the game tomorrow is the first interesting thing is Nick Underhill, the reporter who has his own site, and I subscribe to it, and he did a Zoom chat on Saturday for his subscribers, which was nice. He gave two interesting tidbits in that Zoom chat. He said, one, Marcus Davenport, he's lifting weights. They can, like, see him off, not while they're at practice. They can see him in the weight room, I guess, like, lifting. So Nick
That's
was
good.
Like... I don't think his arm has fallen off. It's not terrible. I think he'll be okay and be able to play. So that's good. The other interesting thing Nick said was he believed that Drew Brees normally takes a day off, right, when the Saints practice. He takes a day off during the week and, like, doesn't throw because he's old and you want to save the arm. He goes to play golf. Nick said he couldn't prove it because you don't have locker room access and you can't ask around and that sort of thing. But he believed that, like, Drew threw an extra day, that he didn't take the off day because he was, you know, he needed to work on
stuff. Oh boy, that's it. Play the X. You got the X Files music queued up. That's it. Because if he plays like shit on tomorrow night, then we're going to get it from the Drew Brees truthers saying, he shouldn't have thrown for that extra day.
But see, I wasn't thinking X-Files music, Dave. I was thinking the opposite.
Shouldn't have thrown for that extra day.
I was thinking opposite, that like he's super locked in because he was horrible against the Bucs.
No, he's old. Forget it. You can't throw an extra day. Forget it. He's worn out now. Forget it. He shot his load. He blew his wad.
Well, we'll see.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The one thing that the last soundbite that I wanted to play, and I might have to play the X-Files music after we play it, is Cat Terrell asks Sean Payton, you know, they had this big outbreak at the Mirage Hotel in Vegas, and she asked Sean Payton, she's like, hey, you know, y'all travel in these hotels. If y'all feel uncomfortable or like a hotel would have like a breakout of coronavirus, could you like switch the reservations and change hotels at like the last minute or something like that? And Sean Payton gave a very interesting answer, and it made me fear this is the and you, when you listen to it, you'll understand. But this is a fact. This is the Saints' most dangerous road trip of the entire 2020 season when it comes to catching the Rona, and Sean Payton explains why.
I read the same article, Catherine, and I think that hopefully with what we're doing, this is the only game on the road that we're playing at a hotel that's occupied with other guests. Then the remaining seven are all buyouts where it's just our team. So that being said, there'll be a whole wing where we're just basically quarantined in and going into more of a hard bubble.
Dave, they're buying out floors of hotels for all the rest of the road games. But the one they couldn't do the buyout for was Vegas. Should I be nervous?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Who knows who's going to be in that hotel with them? Who the hell knows? No idea. I know. What hotel could they be staying that they couldn't?
It's Vegas,
man. I don't know. They couldn't. Surely they could have found something off strip that they could have bought out. It's like, to me, it seems like they had to be on the strip somewhere. They weren't going to settle for something off strip. They had to be on strip. Just to impress the players and just to make everybody happy. You know, hey, we're going to Vegas. this is the first game in Vegas Stadium. You know, make them feel how important this game is and the glitz and the glam. And so they weren't staying off strip wasn't an option. So they had to go on the strip. And so they had to settle for whatever they could get, you know, Planned to Hollywood or whatever. And they couldn't get the whole floor or the whole three floors blocked off. So, you know, they could only get half the floor is blocked off. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen.
But, you know, listen, this one, if you're listening to this podcast and you're not a patron, become a patron at the annual subscription before October 1st. You get 10% off. You get the booze bundle. This podcast is amazing. We are number 2 in Malta as I say this. We are number...
In sports podcast or football podcast? What's the...
Overall in Malta, we're number 2.
Total podcasts
for the island of Malta. They only have like 8 people.
What is number 1?
Number 1 is some football podcast. It's like soccer.
Oh, soccer podcast.
So whatever, like the 2 people in Malta that listen to the Saints podcast, if you listen multiple times, it could be number 1.
I just want to confirm this. So you're telling me that of all the people in all of the island of Malta that are listening to podcasts,
that's right,
we are the second most listened to podcast in the entire island of Malta.
That is sometimes. I mean, like this week we are, but sometimes we fall and we're like 8, 10, 12, 15, you know.
But we are steadily in the top 10 of all podcasts, even including like fucking famous podcasts like Barstool Sports.
Well, I mean, like for Korea, ever since we had Mina Kynes on in Korea – for football, South Korea, we're constantly in the top 20, sometimes in the top 10. And like
the whole country,
like literally we never ranked in South Korea ever. We had Mina Kynes on and we've never left the top 25 since she came on as a guest.
Shut up.
I'm telling you, it's true. It's amazing. It's great having her on. We donated money to the Seattle Food Bank. Another great – it's not quite as good as an investment as Sean Payton insulting us on Cameo, but having Mina Kynes on was a great investment, I'm just going to say. So
of all podcasts, not just sports, of all
In South Korea, it's just football. Okay. In overall podcasts in South Korea, we're like 80.
Really? Yeah. But that's still, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
but I don't know, like, does the rest of the world do podcasts like the United States? I don't know if they do.
We're probably like, well, a million.
But I'm just saying.
Hey, wow. No, that's, I'm still impressed.
Dave, we are going to do 40,000 downloads back-to-back months. Like, we are the number one Saints podcast on earth. And people can argue with it. They can say we're terrible. They can say all we do is jokes and we have mediocre audio and we pack the free version with 9,000 commercials. Whatever. We're the big dog now.
We need to get Jameis One of One to write a book about how we are the best and the then he can just go out there and defend us, and we'll never have to worry about it.
I'm just saying, it'd be a great idea. So, listen, guys, you got this one free. Patrons, if you're not a patron, sign up at the annual level. If you are a patron, switch to annual level. You get 10% off. You get the booze bundle. It's fucking amazing. Do it already. This has been an amazing weekend of football. The Saints are going to win tonight and top it off. You know, so for Andrew and Kevin, who are drunk, passed out somewhere, for Dave, I'm Ralph. Go Saints. They're winning tonight. And
who that?
Just take us out. Let's all LOL at the Falcons one more time.
There is nothing funnier than the Atlanta Falcons. Nothing. Not a thing. Not one thing funnier than the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, oh my God. Oh my God.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.